Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hey folks, welcome to the Friday Roundup. This is our weekly movie and video game news show that goes up on YouTube every Friday.
If you want to see the video portion of this, go check it out on our YouTube channel. But if you want the audio, well, you're already here. Why, hello there, Kelsey.
Hello there, Robert.
How are you today?
I'm excited. We got a lot of good names.
Oh,
a lot of good movies.
I know you are, because it is Friday Roundup Day!
That's yumped up on Fridays!
You know it is. Today is March 15th, 2024. And I think it's time to get into it. Are you ready?
Ooh, it's the Ides of March. Watch your back, Caesar.
I have exclusively boutiques for you today.
Oh, it's a good day. Okay, let's go.
Exclusively boutiques. They're not even all that great, but I just had to grab them all. So here we go.
Couch my expectations. Get me sky high.
What do you know about changing lanes?
Nothing at all. Tell me about changing lanes.
Exactly. I don't know. It's a movie with Ben Affleck in it from back in the day. It's
Samuel
fine.
Jackson. Why have I never heard of this? I love both these people.
You've never heard of this movie?
No.
I remember when it came out, but I didn't see this movie, though. Hmm. This is by Kino Lorber. So
we love
Kino's
going to
do it. You know it's going to be good, right? These are coming out next Tuesday, March 19th. So check them out if you want to get them. Go to these people's websites, because I'm pretty sure these boutiques you only get on their websites. I never see like an Arrow video at Walmart, you know.
You know, I went to Barnes & Noble the other day and I saw, I guess it was Criterion Collection, and that's just like...
Oh, yeah.
That's the big one.
Yeah, they're fine. They're fine. I know that Movie Trading Company always has a bunch of like new boutique ones.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird, though, because they're like a secondhand company, but they sell mostly new items, which is weird to me.
That is weird.
But anyway, then Kino Lorber's got... Now, this is a good one. We know about The Manchurian Candidate.
You know, I'm aware that this movie exists. That's
okay.
My entire familiarity with it.
I've only seen the original one with Frank Sinatra in it.
Oh.
And I used it as my very first college final.
Interesting. Okay.
In my psychology college final, the first one I ever had, they just said, hey, tell me how you applied the knowledge that you learned in here in the real world. Like, how have you seen it in the real world?
Okay.
And I had watched this movie, and this movie's all about like conditioning, like Pavlov type shit.
Oh.
Like reward you for this, deny you for this. And it's like sleeper agent kind of shit. So like they say a word and then boom, you fucking go bananas, you do the thing, you know?
Okay. I always thought it was like a political movie, so I was never really interested.
It is. But it's sleeper agent political movie.
And it's from the director of The Silence of the Lambs, so how can you go wrong?
I've never seen this version, though.
I thought
and it has to be good. Because it's got Denzel Washington, Meryl Streep, and Sabretooth in it. So,
Sabretooth?
Yeah, Liev Schreiber is Sabretooth in
Ice Age?
X-Men Origins.
Oh.
No. He's like Sabretooth the X-Man.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, it's gotta be good. It's gotta
sure.
be good. Now we're gonna go to Shout Factory. They were like, what's the most random day we could release just all of our fucking movies we've had in the backlog? And they picked March 19th. So here we go.
Let's do it.
They were like, ooh, we missed Halloween again. Let's throw Carrie out there. Why not?
Okay. Oh, right. I never saw new Carrie. And that's been on my list, too, because I love Chloe Grace Moritz.
I like the new one. Okay. A lot of people hate the new one.
Mm.
I think it's good. I mean, it's just like more... it's like a more action-packed version of the original.
Yeah.
And I think people were like, well, you've made it like a spectacle and not what it is. You know, but it was still good. I liked it. Then for Ismail, look away, Look away!
Look away!
Oh, it's Child's Play. But it's the new one. He doesn't even look as weird. He looks, yeah, he looks weirder.
He looks like Howdy Doody.
Yeah. I don't like it. So this is the remake, the like reboot of the, of like the movies. So I don't know. I didn't see it.
A legacy reboot?
No. It's like a fresh reboot. Like, what if it was a toy that had Wi-Fi in it and AI, and he can control Nest thermostats?
We already got that with Megan. We don't need any more.
Yeah, but this happened first.
Oh, shit.
So, Megan.
Bit of a copycat, honestly, Megan.
Yeah. Don't say that. She'll be mad. So that's fine. Then, for some reason, we're going hard on Harrison Ford movies this week.
Okay.
Harrison Ford? I don't know why.
He's
what do you
boyfriend.
Know about K-19, The Widowmaker?
Holy shit, what?
I don't know. Some submarine movie.
I thought it was about a dog teenager.
Nope. I don't know. This is like one of those movies, you know, like your Red October, Hunt for Red October.
With Jake
all
Gyllenhaal.
All that kind of shit, you know? I don't know. I've never seen that movie either.
Or am I thinking of October Sky?
You're thinking of October Sky.
I love October Sky.
Yeah. Hunt for Red October is Sean Connery.
Oh, you know what? I started watching that and it was so boring. I fell right asleep.
I haven't seen a lot of these like political war thriller movie things, you know?
I can't be bothered with him.
I've seen U571. That was
spooky.
They're
all letters and numbers.
Pretty much.
Look at Deep Drag, not me.
You'll like this one though. Do you like The Ring?
I love The Ring.
Do you like The Ring 2?
Kind of.
Do you like the new one, Rings? We can get all three in The Ring Collection by Shout Factory.
Can we talk about this cover?
Yeah, it's a cool cover.
Oh my god.
Now, okay. This is our versions. This is all the American ones. This is none of the Ringus, like none of the Japan ones, you know?
Can we zoom in on our foot? Just like get a real good look at it. That is something.
Look at this.
She's so wet. So drippy.
Yeah, I know. Look at this.
What business do you have being so drippy?
Why are you doing this TV?
Get a towel.
I hate this. Ruining my perfectly good TV. This is my perfectly good 32-inch TV here. You're sopping it up. Hate it. I don't like those movies.
You don't like
those
movies?
Not because they spook me. I thought it was so boring the first time I saw it.
You're boring.
And then I watched it again more recently and I was like, that was okay. But like, I don't have the love for it.
Yeah, it hit right in 2003, you know?
You know which one I also haven't seen?
What?
The Grudge.
Yeah.
No, I never saw The Grudge. Because I was well, if The Ring's not scary... The Grudge can't be scary.
I feel like if I watched either of those movies today, I wouldn't be nearly as scared. But
I don't know. Well, I mean, okay, so when I rewatched The Ring, I was like, there is none of her.
You don't get to see her for a very long time.
Ever. Until like the very end.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That movie is fine. I do want to see Rings, though, because it's like an age after VHSs are gone. So how do you continue it, you know? And I'm curious.
Remember when we saw the Ring remake, like, immediately before COVID?
No, we saw the Grudge remake.
The Grudge remake.
And that sucked, dude.
It is very telling that I couldn't remember what movie it was remaking because it was just
garbage.
It was
for
awful.
That to be, like, kind of my first experience with the Grudge, not hot.
Yeah.
Not hot. But so, anyway, you can get the Ring collection if you love the Ring movies with this awesome, of course, Arrow Video Bespoke art. Beautiful. Love it. Now I'm going to take you to, I said Arrow, that's Shout Factory.
Oh.
This is the Shout Factory one, but Arrow's got the next ones for you.
Okay.
Here we go. Harrison Ford again. Now, I left this small to prove how little they cared that this was a release they were doing. This is an Arrow video release. This is the biggest picture they provided.
That is small.
Now, see, I normally stretch them out, but I was like, this was Harrison Ford. We're doing Harrison Ford week.
Doing
and then all
dirty.
Of a sudden, they were like, oh, well, no one likes this one. So just like, meh. Tiny one.
That's fine. Put a JPEG up there.
Yeah, it's fine. But what do you know about Dark Water?
Ooh. No, I don't know that I know this one. Ooh.
This was a... I believe this is the original one that the Jennifer Connelly one was made from, because we were doing The Ring, we did The Grudge, then we did Dark Water, right?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure this is the real Dark Water.
This is very spooky.
It is spooky, but you can get this one, which this is the normal one, and this looks like the bespoke art, because then the limited edition one looks like a still from the movie.
Huh. Weird.
But the art is so much better.
Yeah.
Look at it.
This is very good. Like, this is a poster you'd have on your wall. Oh, it's I love creeping this. Me out.
Yeah, I like it. So then, you know, you got the limited edition one, which I guess it's better. If it's the limited one, it should be better. But why do I feel like it's not better?
Yeah. You
know? I don't know. So that's it for buy-in.
Okay.
But if you'd like to go to the movies today, March 15th, I got two movies for you. Now, this is one I saw a trailer for last year, and I was like, I want to see that so bad. And then I completely forgot it was coming out till I learned about it again today.
Okay.
But this is Arthur the King. What do you know about this one?
Nothing at all. Does the dog die? It's based on an incredible true story.
Oh, probably.
Ugh.
So, it's based on a true story of a guy doing... So, it's a story of a Swedish adventure racer who wins the heart of millions when he and his team adopt Arthur, a badly wounded but big-hearted stray dog who tagged up with them during their race into Ecuador.
Okay.
So, like, in the trailers, they made it seem like they got lost, and then this dog's like... Who can follow me? I know where to go. And like wins them the race is how it feels. Like this dog was like, I can win the race for you. Let's take a shortcut. And then like shows him the stuff. But he's already hurt and he's sick. So of course, like right there at the end, I'm pretty sure in the trailer, he's like, all right, I got to get my best Boston because it's old Mark Wahlberg.
Everybody get ready for Arnold.
I know. He was just like, well, fuck, you ruined it now.
It's gonna happen now.
He was like, the dog is hurt. I can't do the race. No, but like in the trailer, I'm pretty sure he's like, I can't finish the race. This dog is hurt. And now I love the dog. So I'm fucking pulling out of the race to go to the ER vet or some shit. So
that makes sense.
I don't know. It looked good. I would still like to see it. I don't know that I'm, you know, running off to the theater to go see it. Now, this one was interesting. I liked this one. It's called The American Society of Magical Negroes.
I'm so ready for this movie.
It's got Justice Smith in it. And I saw this guy. I was like, is that David Alan Greer?
My favorite man
from In Living Color back in the day. I cannot wait to see what this is about. I haven't seen a trailer. Nothing.
Oh, you haven't seen a trailer? Oh, it's so good. Go in blind. I'm so ready for it.
But for centuries, there's been a society hidden in plain sight, working in secret to protect black people from harm. It's called the American Society of Magical Negroes.
It looks so good. I love the marketing for this movie. Like, it's... Oh.
I wish I could say the same, but I have seen no marketing for this movie.
I've only seen one trailer and, like, posters and stuff, but I'm just... Everything I've seen, I fall more in love with it. It looks like it's going to be... Amazing.
I'm guessing the demographic for this movie wouldn't have been at Dune 2, so...
Probably not.
Yeah. Which, that movie has not grown on me in the time since I've seen it. Still not great.
I saw this trailer ahead of American Fiction.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay. But that's it. That's your movies. Go see a movie. And then next week, buy a movie.
Is this one out today?
That's out today, the 15th.
Yeah. I never see this.
There you go.
All right. You want to hear about some video games?
I always do.
Okay. Let's talk to them. It is. Well, I'm struggling with games because they don't come. Remember when games used to just come out on Fridays and like that was the game day? Yeah. That doesn't happen these days. So they just like, I don't know. They come out whenever they want to.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I'm talking about these in any random order. Let's talk about March 11th, Hellbreach Vegas, which is not Helldivers.
I'm liking it.
Yeah, it's very cool. I'm enamored with the gameplay because it looks a lot like one of my favorite games, which is called Killing Floor. I used to play a ton of Killing Floor, like way back in my early college days. That's how I blew off steam. So it's a wave-based shooter, and it's all demons, and it's made by Ash, who is the one-man army behind Infinity Ape Studios. And when I say like one-man army, he's a one-man developer. Like one guy made this whole game, which is pretty darn impressive. So you can play as a solo survivor. You can team up with up to four people. So, well, up to three other people, four player co-op.
Yeah.
And it's just like waves and waves of demons, and you're in the neon streets of Las Vegas. It just looks like a fun, good time.
Okay.
You're getting your loadout. You're shooting. You're mowing down people. Demons.
These demons look interesting. I like
them. Yeah, I love the character design and stuff. Like, it just looks good, and I like it a lot.
Yeah. I like this crystal dude.
Oh, yeah. He's spooky. Ugh. Creeps me out that, like, the gun is in the center of the screen.
Yeah.
Maybe we're aiming down sights in this or something. Because usually, have hover gun from the right-hand side. But
yeah.
It's whatever. It looks good. It's not getting good reviews, but it looks good to me. Okay. Well, it's got 6 out of 10 on Google right now. But it's $10 also. I didn't say that part. It is $10. Okay. Go support an indie developer. Get a fun little shooter game. $10. Why not? It's on PC only. Have fun with it. This next game reminds me a lot of one that we played, and I wanted to pick your brain on what it was because I didn't have a minute to look it up before we came on here, but it's called High Water. It came out yesterday, March 14th on Switch, PS4 and 5, PC, Xbox Series S and X. It's a turn-based puzzle combat game.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I am not getting that from the look of this game.
I know. It looks like just like float around and look at all the cool stuff. What was the game that you and I played on our Twitch channel back in the day?
Sea of Solitude.
Sea of Solitude. That won Game Awards, right?
No.
Oh.
Really wanted to play it.
I was getting Sea of Solitude vibes from this, but I guess it's not...
turn-based?
Yeah, like you have a little party. Like this guy has, it's not co-op, it's just single player, but you're getting like a party of individuals from around the world that you're in. So I am really into the storyline. Basically what's happening is that life on Earth is becoming untenable for humans, and people start to hear about rumors of like the rich escaping to Mars. So these guys are trying to like cross the planet and get to the rocket to either stop it or to get on board. And it just looks really atmospheric and nice, you know? Like, I just want to, like, explore this place and see what it's about. But it seems like it's going to have environmental storytelling type of stuff, which I'm really into. And this one's only $20. So it's not bad at all. It's actually 20% off on Steam right now. And weird thing, as I was doing research for this game, it's free on your phone if you have Netflix. I was like, okay, that's odd, because I was looking at it and it was like, get it for free now with Netflix. And I thought maybe like it was on Netflix, like you played it like that one game with the guy with eyebrows, Will Poulter.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It's just on your phone. If you have a Netflix account, you can download through the Google Play Store for free.
Okay.
So kinda do weird. That while you can. Yeah, I thought it was strange. But yeah, this one looks like a lot of fun. It looks like it's good vibes. I'm interested. And I have it for free, so I might play it.
Yeah, might as well.
Might as well. Next one I'm going to talk about is one that we all know. It's Hi-Fi Rush. This one won Best Audio Design in the Game Awards this year. It came out previously, of course, but now as of March 19th, which is going to be next Tuesday, Hi-Fi Rush is hitting PS5. So if you've been waiting for it, go peek it up. Look at how cool it looks. Like, I don't like rhythm games, but I like this. Like, I just like the style of it, you know? I think it's pretty. So
I don't think I've ever played a rhythm game except for Guitar Hero. So
they had so many rhythm games on the early DS. Like, what was the name of that game? It was a dancing game where you like tapped along with the beat. And then there was this really, really cool game that I used to play that was Oh, it was called ER something something, where you're a doctor and you have to like,
oh my god,
get fish. It, like, there's this weird virus that's infecting people in their insides, and they have, it's like they have fish swimming around inside of them, and you have to like tap them to the beat, and you have to tap certain fish certain ways to kill them more effectively. I don't remember, but it was really fun. There were like three of them, and I loved them. But anyway, Hi-Fi Rush, and it's on PS5 now. Go get it. Next one I'm going to talk about is one I had talked about a while ago as an indie game that I was excited, and it's now finally going to come out. It's called Lightyear Frontier.
I remember that.
Playable, I think, at Next Fest on Steam. It's a robot mech farming sim game. That's like all the things I like put together.
Yeah.
I'm just excited for it. So, oh,
look at this dude.
I know. Like, everything I see about this game, I get more and more excited. It is out also on March 19th. So that's going to be next Tuesday. Okay. And it's a farming game. And you're in your mech farming. You're a mech farmer. Like in Love, Death, and Robots. Yeah. Farm with a mech. Okay. It's up to 4-player co-op. So you can play with friends. I just want to get in there. People are calling it like surprisingly good. Like, it's getting pretty good reviews so far.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to it. It's, did I get a price for this one? Of course not. I don't think it's crazy expensive because it's a smaller game.
Yeah.
It's, I think it's worth checking out. This one's on PC. It's going to be on Xbox One Series S and X and free on Game Pass day one.
Nice. Okay.
Check it out.
Nice.
Okay, next one I'm going to talk to you about is called Alone in the Dark. And if you're like, wait, that's an old game. It is an old game. This game is a reimagining of the original 1992 Alone in the Dark, and that makes it the seventh installment in the Alone in the Dark video game.
Holy shit.
I did not know that it had so many. David Harbour.
I knew of the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's David Harbour. Look at him.
Clearly.
He's busting in there in his little LA Noir cap. Like, look at him. There he is. David Harbour. I don't really know what this game's about, but it is going to be releasing on PS5, on PC, Xbox Series X and S, and that's coming out on March 20th. So next
That's
Wednesday.
All I know about it.
This looks spooky. I know it's a survival horror. I know it's a shooter. And I know David Harbour's in it.
Yeah.
That's really all I need. That skeleton looks...
gnarly. Maybe. I know. It's like, I tried to just Google skeleton because I saw this dude, and there were like way more in-depth photos and like bigger variations.
Okay.
Like mutated ones. And I was like, what is gonna happen in this game?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in this game, but it looks good. I'm interested.
All I remember is that we knew it was Cthulhu-esque because he's up here in the top.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Surprise Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Cool.
So who knows what the heck is going on?
Who knows? Not us. David Harbour. Okay. Yeah, so that's Alone in the Dark. Last thing I want to talk to you about today is something I don't usually get to talk about, but it's something I am extremely passionate about, and that is board games. And this one is related to video games because it was a video game first. So one of my favorite games of all time, Divinity Original Sin 2, is getting a board game release. And I am so excited. It's old news if you're in the fandom, because this was kickstarted in 2019. So the Kickstarter is very old, and I remember signing up for it immediately because we were like, yes please. And it's finally shipping. Like, we got our shipping notice today, so it's coming in soon, and I'm so ready for it. I love this game. You guys might recognize the stylings of it. You're like, this game looks familiar, because the people who made Baldur's Gate 3 made this game. Larian Studios. Look at the card. Okay, he's there. I was scared. They took my boy off of the cover. The Red Prince. They took him off of the cover of the board game. He's on the cover of the video game. He's like a red lizard man, but if you go to the bottom of the screen here and then zoom in on that little card, that guy, I love him. He's a lizard. I love him. He's my best friend. I always play as the Red Prince. He has such a good storyline. they all have good storylines. There are six main characters. Six. I was trying to make six with one hand. There are six main characters in this video game. Six.
Okay.
Each and every one of them has a completely like rich and fully developed backstory, and I feel like they're gonna put all of that into the board game too. Like, it's gonna be so good. I have been.
It's a lot of stuff.
So amped for it. The box rivals that of Gloomhaven, which is one of the biggest board games there has ever been.
Yeah.
And this is what's called a campaign board game. So it's like D&D in the way that like you have a storyline that you're playing through. But normally with campaign games, it's one of those where like you play it once and then you put the box away and you're done. Whereas this game, they say you can play the campaign any number of times that you want. It's infinitely replayable because there's different ways you can go. Your actions have consequences down the line for your storyline. You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
I'm so excited. I just saw the mini for Red Prince there. I'm really pumped.
Oh, yeah.
There he is, his little tail. I'm going to paint the heck out of him. Oh my gosh. I'm so ready. I have been waiting. You guys don't even know. I'm waiting 5 years for this.
I like how I got all these photos for this board, and you noticed the lizard on every single one of these photos.
He's my little man.
Like, I still didn't even see this. I was like, what are you talking? Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, I see.
Yeah, I don't know a thing about how this is going to play out, like how the game works. I know that, like, spells and action points come into play like it does in the game. They say that the video game has been translated over pretty well to board game format, and I trust it because I trust Larian Studios.
Yeah.
So I'm just really amped up.
Okay.
And that's all I have today in the wide world of video and board games.
That is it.
That's it.
All right. Hopefully you found some movies and game news you can use. To decide to go buy a movie, decide to go see a movie, decide to go get you a game. Maybe you can't really kickstart the board game, so you're a little out of luck there. But maybe you can find your friend that has it, and then they can go let you play it. You know,
I think it's just open for purchase on their website now. You should go to their store. Okay. Go to Larian. I don't know what their store is. Larian.com/store.
Yeah, you'll find it. Just
you'll
Google.
Figure it out. Put it in Google.
So that's it here for us. Don't forget that we are brought to you by the duck, who I finally got out here.
You got your ducky.
Yes, my little puddles.
Make the ducks kiss. Hold on. How do we
wait? Get this way.
This is hard. We're this in mirror form.
Mine's even wearing a choker.
Oh, cute.
So. Yeah, StreamYard, awesome program to be able to record remotely, do all these cool formats and stuff. We love that they let us try it out. StreamYard, you guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Best.
And I think that'll do it for this week's episode. So with that, I guess we will check you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.